Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Normally we begin with some Braves highlights or something like that, but there was no game yesterday, so we are just jumping in feet first into the pool this morning on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 and the game from the Kia Studios here. Hope you're having a nice Tuesday. We are counting down to what is going to be the holiday weekend of the 4th of July. Hugh Douglas is chipper this morning.
Good morning.
Wait, Freaking, you got a baseball morning. T-shirt on, is that right?
Yeah, I got my baseball T-shirt. I got this T-shirt a while ago. I never wore it. So I said, let me wear it this morning, even though there was no game last night. It's just a baseball, like a baseball with a mohawk. Like, probably used to be, it probably looks like the old Cleveland Guardians. What the Cleveland Guardians used to like, probably like that a little bit. What you think, Abe? You was in Cleveland for a while, a little bit, with the mohawk or whatnot.
Well, it's Major League.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you.
It's the movie.
Yeah, but it was about the Cleveland Guardians, right?
Well, yeah, well, the Indians,
the Guardians.
Well, you can call them what they were at the time.
Yeah, we could be a PC.
But they didn't have the other thing. I get into my feelings when it comes to sports movies when I watched Major League. And the Cleveland is playing home games. I'm like, that's Milwaukee.
Because they didn't film it in Cleveland.
They filmed it at Milwaukee County Stadium. And it was like, yeah, but that's – every baseball fan knows that stadium is Milwaukee. Okay. It is Bob Uecker. Yeah, he didn't have to go anywhere. He just showed up for work. Yeah, and I just decided to wear Falcons because, you know, today is 3 weeks away from the Falcons opening rookie training camp.
Yeah, football is upon us. Football is upon us.
You know, so and as we talk about baseball and football today, everything sucking the oxygen out of the room is basketball and all the movement. And it sounds like the dam is about to burst on the offseason in the NBA. That Kyrie is going back to the Nets.
Yeah, he opted in. Saw that.
John Wall is going to opt out of the Houston Rockets and go to the LA Clippers.
Okay.
And everybody seems to think that we are talking DeJounte Murray to the Atlanta Hawks.
No, I saw that. As a matter of fact, last night during the text messages, that was probably going to be the lead story. And so, you know, I did a little brush up on him. There is, like, it's funny because we talked about yesterday about some of the conversation that is being had and well, some of the conversation that could potentially be had with Trae Young about moving off the ball a little bit, becoming the number two and just becoming a shooter. Because the stories that I was reading was saying, talking about DeJounte Murray, he's a great ball handler, but not – he's a decent shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But Trae's a better shooter. So the conversation basically was saying, in a nutshell, was trying to convince Trae to move off the ball a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and become the shooter. So, you know, that's interesting. I find that kind of interesting because, like I said, John, like we were talking about, that's a conversation that has to be had with Trae before you make that move.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't.
That conversation, yes. Different conversations. But that one, oh, you bet.
Yeah, you got that. Like, that's what I was thinking when I read it, that was the first thing that popped in my head was, hey, if you're talking about a guy who needs to be like a pure point guard and not that great a shooter,
mm-hmm,
to move Trae off the ball, like, yeah. That's a conversation you had to have with him. That's definitely a conversation you got to have.
Well, you know, and it would be interesting, wouldn't it? It'll be a unique kind of thing where you move Trae to.
And he's a defensive point guard, too. Defensive player.
Oh, yeah. And he averaged 21 points a game.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where, you got to figure out how y'all going to make that work if that's the case.
I'll admit to not watching a whole lot of Spurs basketball over the last couple of years. And so I wanted to get a deeper dive on DeJounte Murray in case this was going to happen. So I open up the YouTube and I start watching. The dude's got, he's through and through with his game. I mean, he could pass. He's a really good passer.
Yeah. And they were talking about, and I was also reading what they were saying, how the reason why they'll make this move, and I forgot the young man's name that's coming up in the draft, but they're trying to tank this season. San Antonio's trying to tank this season to get the other, I forgot the guy's name. But they're trying, that's what they're trying to set up for if they do this.
Well, and I can't blame them. I mean, they're not going anywhere as it is right now in the West. And historically, San Antonio has not been a free agent destination. What historically San Antonio did for the incredible franchise that they were is that they drafted probably better than any other franchise in the NBA. If you start going through, think about who they drafted. They drafted David Robinson.
Tim Duncan.
Kawhi Leonard. And then Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili,
And that's one of the, I'm looking the guy's name up now, but that's what they were saying because they want to put themselves in a position to get this transitional player. Like they said, he's a once in a lifetime, like a Tim Duncan.
Really?
I can't remember his name, John. I'm gonna look it up right now. But I was reading the story last night, and that's what they were basically saying.
Okay, well we'll see. That they're loading up on draft picks, so it's starting to sound like DeJounte Murray, which would make it really interesting here because, a guy like Murray could take over the point. They could kind of, run an off ball with Trey, or they could just use them, both as points and they could fill in for each other and, go out and get another two if they need to go out and get another two. I think if they make a move for DeJounte Murray, my understanding is it's going to be a relatively small move. It's not going to involve John Collins. It's going to involve mostly draft picks. There might be a player involved. I don't know if a Herder's involved or whatever, but I mean, it's mostly just draft picks, and so that would be the first big move. And I don't think, by the way, that would be the only move necessarily because the Hawks are tied to other players. They're tied to Rudy Gobert. They're tied to DeAndre Ayton. I mean, that could still happen. You could get, we talked about Beal and Ayton or Mitchell and Ayton or Beal, and now Bradley Beal is not going to be part of it, but Beal and Gobert. Maybe it's DeJounte Murray and Ayton. I don't think that the Gobert and Ayton thing is over just because you go out and get DeJounte Murray. Matter of fact, I think it makes it more likely because you're not having to give up John Collins to go get Murray. So you still have that. I mean, if he's going to be a piece that you use, and again, you don't necessarily have to use him. And I have no problem with John Collins. I have a lot of people on my Twitter saying, why do you hate John Collins?
Why do you hate John Collins, John?
I don't hate John Collins. I just don't believe that John Collins is a two. And I don't believe he's a three. I think he should be your fourth best player. If he's your fourth best player, okay.
His last name is Wimbanyama. Victor Wimbanyama. Thank you. V-Dub. That's who it
V-Dub.
Is. That's who they want to tank for. He's 7'2", John. And they say he has ball skills. He's like a Rudy Gobert size, but he has ball skills and he can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who they're trying to tank.
Where's he from?
French.
He's from French.
He's from the French. He's from the French.
May we?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's projected to be the number one pick next year.
All right. There you go.
And one of the best prospects at the end of the NBA years. 7'2".
Okay. All right. Well, that's what they're planning to do. V-Dub.
If you knew that's who I was talking about, why you ain't said nothing earlier? Well, no.
Oh, no. No, he's right.
Speak your mind.
You
knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, he's right.
Sometimes I just want to let you kind of get there by yourself, V-Dub.
Gotta work your way through it.
It sounds like somebody who was raised by a teacher.
Right. Right.
Sound it out.
You're doing so good, sweetie. You're doing so good.
All right. Figure it out. Get up there with the chalk. Figure it out. Work the problem.
Hey, work it out.
I can tell you the answer, but that's not going to help you if I tell you the answer.
Hey, I'm sweating and whatnot. Just tell me the answer, man. You heard what? You knew me. You saw me struggling.
You're so close, sweetie. You're so close. So close, sweetie.
I'm proud of you, baby. You made it. You did such a good job. But yeah, that's who it was. They were talking about, hey, even though they had some success last year, they're like, hey, Bumpy, we're gonna go ahead and tank it. We're gonna play Tankapalooza. That's kind of amazing though that they openly are admitting.
Yeah, they're openly admitting it.
Hey, you know what? We got this good player. We will let him go though.
Somebody could complain and he would say,
once in a lifetime guy.
Right, exactly. I mean, we're in the business of next year. Braves are in the business of this year, 10 games over 500 after going 4-3 on a homestand against the Giants and the Dodgers. I'll spin it that way. Should have been 5-2, but that's another story. Yeah. They are in Philadelphia to open a road trip tonight. 3 in Philadelphia, 4 in Cincinnati. And they're playing the Phillies without Bryce Harper, who's out for I don't know how long, quite a while. And Charlie Morton will be – yeah, he's going to be out a while. Charlie Morton on the mound tonight for the Braves as they open up this road trip to see how they can do in this road trip. When they get back from this road trip, we will be exactly halfway through the regular season. And we'll see, kind of assess here, you know, a week from today where we kind of stand with the Atlanta Braves exactly halfway through, midway through the regular season. And, of course, headed off to the All-Star game, which will be in Los Angeles this year, and we'll see what kind of Braves make that. So that'll be that, too. So a lot to get into in the show today. We have more on the NBA, and we'll certainly be keeping our tabs on NBA. We have all the people up on Twitter, see what happens, you know, especially once 9 o'clock hits this morning, what the Hawks might do today. I have a sense that there's going to be movement with the Hawks, and that won't be alone, by the way. I mean, with the John Wall news about John Wall and Kyrie Irving, ooh, Kyrie Irving's kind of interesting, Hugh, because now they're saying with Kyrie opting in, what does that mean for Kevin Durant? Does Kevin Durant want to hang around, or does Kevin Durant want to go somewhere else, or I don't know. Because there was one story that Kyrie was going to be willing to take $6 million, I mean $6 million on a veteran minimum to go play with the Lakers for a year.
And $6 million on a veteran minimum? Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Leaving all, what, you leaving like what? Math, like 30 stacks on the table?
Or 40.
Yeah, 28. Something like that.
Yep. Yeah, well, I don't know why, but that was a real – and see if I have it here. I had it somewhere stuck or something. This was out of the Sporting News. So, some sources, this is obviously not true. Some sources believe Irving will opt out of Brooklyn and sign with the Lakers for $6 million before re-signing.
So go back with LeBron, the guy that he tried to
– Yep.
He left because he was in his feelings because right. He wanted to have his – man, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
I know. Let's remake the team. Of course, there's all sorts of rumors about LeBron going back to Cleveland too.
It's nice to be wanted, especially in that arena. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, he's got banners in three arenas. I almost wonder if LeBron wants to go to a fourth team to get a fourth banner.
Milwaukee.
In yeah, someplace Pat. Yeah, Golden State. Morning show with John and Hugh. Morning Mash is next. Oren will have stuff where we won't hang Hugh out to dry. Let the teacher play teacher, right? Next on the Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's 6:20 Atlanta. Time for the morning mashup. Yay!
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. Get up. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh. Time for a little morning mash with Orin Romaine. Orin, what is up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Checking back in again after my teacher burned there, yes, on Hugh Douglas. What's going on? Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Doing great. I'm okay. I'm good.
I got this weird, and I say weird, but I got this case of, like, sciatica.
Uh-oh.
That's been, like, driving me crazy for the better part of the last month. And it's just, it's kind of creeped down to my thigh. So every once in a while when I stand up, I get a nice little sharp pain, which is, so I've taken to having to do some stretches when I wake up in the morning, and then when I go home, and, you know, the wife is a big fan of yoga, so I may have to start some sciatica
you might
theme
have to start doing hot yoga. He's got to do hot yoga.
I know some people that do yoga. I need to get a yoga instructor.
But if there's anybody out there too that knows just homemade remedies on how to treat sciatica, like taking a peanut and warming it up and putting it on my forehead, some stuff like that.
You mean some craziness?
Yeah, feel free to let me know. Just because it's annoying. Like it's not like it's there enough to just annoy the hell out of me, but not persistent enough to where, like, I got to go see somebody about this. But it's there just enough to be like, you know what, this is...
Like a little brother.
Yeah, there you go. It'll go away for a little bit, but when it comes up, you're like, why don't you just go away? I wish you would just go away. Do that mama talk. I wish you'd talk to your teeth. I wish you would just go away. That's how I'm talking to my sciatica right now, talking to my teeth. Let's start the morning mashup here. You guys know who Phil Pritchard is?
Nope, no. That name's not familiar.
Got a pretty cool title. He is the keeper of the cup. So he's the guy in charge.
Oh, you mean the guy with the white glove?
Yeah, he's the white glove guy.
He's Lord Stanley's keeper.
Lord Stanley's keeper. That guy is Lord Stanley's keeper. It's his job to bring it on the ice, give it to the team, you know, make sure it gets around, gets toured. And it's also responsible for the care and well-being and maintenance of the cup. You know, if, say, for instance, it gets dented during a team photo, which is what happened with the Colorado Avalanche. They have already dented the cup.
Oh, man.
They ain't had it a good 3 days.
Have not had it a good 3 days yet. The parting has just begun, but the cup is already dented.
Which part? The top part? Or,
well, you know, let's let Phil Pritchard talk about that dented cup.
Hey, guys. We're here at the Amalie Arena. The Avalanche just won the cup. I don't even know if they had it 5 minutes and there's a dent at the bottom already. Right in the middle of the team photo. But you know what? It's the third time the Avalanche have won it. I guess we have a little chat with them soon and we'll go through the process of how we're going to repair it and that. But the Stanley Cup Tour will go on.
Do you know if it's how many times it's been dented before?
Well, I guess it's a new record today. It's 5 minutes into the presentation. It's happened. So it's the first time it's ever happened on the ice.
Uh-oh. I got bad news for Avs fans. You ain't winning that thing for a long time.
Well, it's a
curse.
The
Lord Stanley's Cup has been... I can just imagine some of the places it's been. Because it's been a lot of places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you can take it everywhere.
Yeah. Everybody gets it for like a day, right?
Everyone gets a turn. That's right.
Everybody gets a turn?
And that is not, you know...
Everyone gets to have Lord Stanley's Cup for a day, Hugh Douglas.
You know, I mean, since they put everybody's name on it,
it has become a gigantic trophy.
What
does that thing weigh? It's got to weigh 80 pounds.
Let's look and see. Hold on one second. You guys talk amongst yourself, and we'll figure out how much
The way they hoist that thing up on the ice when they skate...
34 and a half pounds.
Yeah, I was about to say,
Thank
it can't
you,
be that heavy.
Look,
that thing up. Man, that thing is big.
Yeah. I mean, and all the names that are on it,
that's what I mean.
Yeah. So one of the cooler trophies in professional sports, but hey, it's already got dented. So
yeah, I mean, it is one of the cooler. I mean,
how
for
many
a team
strip clubs
trophy,
it's been to. It's, I know it's been fishing. That's a given. I'm gonna have
on the water.
It's probably been fishing. Where did Ovechkin take it? Ovechkin took it somewhere.
Took it to like the fountain, didn't he?
Something crazy, but I'm pretty sure it's been fishing. It's probably been to several strip clubs in its day.
It's
either been fishing or a strip club. There's no in between there.
No,
Hugh Douglas.
But think about it though. Like, you get to hang out with Lord Stanley's Cup and do whatever you want to do. So I'm pretty sure that it's been some weird stuff.
I'm thinking that it might be the most famous team trophy in North American sports.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, think about it. I mean, would most people know what the Larry O'Brien trophy looks like? Or, I mean, they might know the World Series trophy with the flags.
Yeah.
But not, I don't think it's as well known as the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. The Super Bowl trophy is pretty iconic.
I don't know. The Stanley Cup. You see the Stanley Cup, everybody goes, oh, it's the Stanley Cup.
That's a good question.
You know, yeah. Google search is where has the
Stanley
Cup been? I'm not sure about that, John.
I'm not sure about that. And it's tough for us to make a fair assessment because we're all sports fans.
Right.
I think if you asked a complete non-sports fan, I'm not sure they would recognize the Stanley Cup.
Well, a complete non-sports
because
fan
it's not obvious to
any would
well,
none
be,
of them.
But Larry O'Brien and the Lombardi Trophy are obvious to their sports.
They have like markings. There's a baseball and the football.
There's football at the top. There's basketball at the top, et cetera, et cetera. Truly, no idea, sports fan or non-sports fans. Nothing about the Stanley Cup says hockey. Without, I mean, maybe a close identification.
Right. Maybe I should amend that.
I'm just saying, I think it's tough for us to make a fair assessment. That's
Wow, they've scratched out people's names on the Stanley Cup. They're scratched out names on the Stanley Cup.
Because they got in trouble? Or
you got some baggage.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, somebody's name was like, a couple of people's name was scratched out.
We want to talk about why they're scratched out.
No.
We'll leave that to the scratchers and the scratchies, if you will.
All right.
Moving right along here. All right, so I missed this. I was out of town. Oh, I was in camp when all this stuff happened, so I wish I could have been here for the audio of this, but the Tommy Pham, Jock Peterson thing. I was at camp when this all went down, when Tommy showed up, went out to the outfield, and slapped Jock because Jock was hiding players in an IR in a big money fantasy football league.
Yeah.
And Tommy said he wasn't doing it anymore, and Mike Trout, the commissioner, said he was done being the commissioner. This beef actually goes back to last year when Jock Peterson was a member of the Braves. Listen to Josh Tomlin and Tyler Mastick talk about how when they went to San Diego and what Jock was doing while they were on a road trip in San Diego.
Josh, what was your reaction when your former teammate Jock Peterson got slapped in the face by Tommy Pham?
What the hell, Jock? Do something back? First and foremost, what the hell are you doing letting somebody bitch slap you? That's number one. Number two, I knew it was going to happen. I saw the text message.
You weren't
in the league. I'm not in the league. No,
this was going on all of last year. So we would hear about this in our clubhouse before this ever happened. And the biggest one was when we went to San Diego that end of the year, and he literally did not leave the clubhouse. Jock could not leave the clubhouse because he knew Tommy Pham was out there, and Tommy Pham wanted to slap him and beat him up. And so he just stayed inside the clubhouse, didn't take BP for 3 days, just hid inside the cage, and then would come out to the game. It was fantastic. So the whole clubhouse, everybody knew this. And he thought that it, like, you know, Tommy left, or that Pham had left the league and, like, he was good to go. Came out, and then, yeah.
What a grudge to hold. I mean, that's been a year in the making, and he just said, walked up to him and bitch slapped him.
All right, Hugh, I'm thinking that, you know, whoever is your commissioner in your league, you need to let them handle that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I kind of like Tommy Pham's resolve, though. I do. The fact that you held on to that thing and you was committed to slapping taste out of Jock's mouth. And Jock, like, that tells you a lot about Jock. Jock didn't want that smoke. Jock knew it was about to happen, and you tried to avoid it at all costs. And then when it actually happened, you took it like a man. And, you know, the one I was always wondering why when it happened, he was really calm and collected about the fact that he got slapped. I was just like, wow, that's kind of interesting.
Kind of knew it was coming, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You like that's one
I
of
earned
ones
that one.
Where you was like, hey, I avoided it for as long as I possibly could. But now it's going down. You know, I don't know if you know this, though, but, you know, there's another beef that's going on in the sports world. Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah, that one's getting ugly.
Oh, yeah, that one is getting ugly.
I had that audio, but I'm not going to play it because
you know
it's
funny?
Oh, boy,
I saw it, right, and the first
why
thing
not?
That I thought...
I mean, is it not edited?
No, it's
the,
not.
The Draymond one is not edited, and then it makes me worry if the Draymond one is not edited.
Oh, no.
Then,
you haven't
Kendrick
seen Kendrick's retort?
Edited. Oh, I saw Kendrick. I'm not new media or old media. I'm old law.
Yeah, he probably got caught in the office at ESPN behind that.
He had to delete the video, and he apologized, saying that, you know, hey, for on the behalf of my coworkers and the company
yeah,
I worked for, I deleted it.
Yeah,
but
you can't do that.
I made my point.
You can't. Like what he said, John? No, you can't do that. I knew. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, he got caught in the office.
Yeah.
because he kind of he. I mean, I had the video if you want. I'll show it to you in a break. But yeah, he. It's one of those
called
ones
himself
where
old law.
It's one of those ones where if it's a good chance that if you see Draymond on the streets, it's probably gonna be a tay-to-tay.
But Kendrick got what he wanted out of it. Look, what Kendrick wants to be is the, you know, he wants to be Shannon Sharpe. He wants to be that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, like I said, so he picked the lane.
He picked the lane. And he's going to go hard in that lane. You know, all gas, no brakes.
It's going to put money in his pocket.
Yep, it is. And he's going to end up winning. You know, I mean, so he gets called to the office. So what?
Yeah. You're right.
We are keeping our eyes on the NBA. It sounds like we could have a very beginning of a very busy day. Some of the shoes starting to drop, and there could be lots of shoes. Will the Hawks make a big move today? All indications are they are close to a deal with San Antonio. See what happens. We'll talk about the impact of that and what's next, coming up next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on a very busy, what I think has the potential to be a very busy Tuesday. Braves playing tonight, opening a road trip against the Phillies with Charlie Morton on the mound. But mostly I think the eyes at the moment are on the NBA and what could happen in the NBA. Just to update you again, we have Kyrie Irving agreeing to go back to the Brooklyn Nets, which may solve the issues surrounding or the rumors surrounding Kevin Durant's future, at least short-term in Brooklyn. And then Bradley Beal apparently opting out in order to sign a Bird Right Max $250 million deal with Washington.
That's the beautiful thing in the NBA. Regardless of the year that you have, it does not reflect in your paycheck, like for real. Think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. Your talent supersedes all of that. So, yeah, holla back. Holla back.
All right, walk me through this, though. If you're the Washington Wizards, why would you pay Bradley Beal $250 million?
Why? Because he can play.
So what?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, you're not making the playoffs. You suck.
But he moves the meter.
To what?
To people come put butts in seats.
Again, you want to put butts in seats, you win a title, right? You win a title with him?
Hey, listen. I hear what you're saying, and that means a lot to a lot of players, but, you know.
I'd rather be the San Antonio Spurs.
San Antonio Spurs got some titles under their belt, though, and they draft well. They've drafted well. You got a lot of teams out there, man, that certain players move the meter.
Not enough for me. If I'm the owner, I wouldn't pay.
Well, that's why you don't own.
Because squad. I would start over.
I mean, some people want to do that. But you also see, think about it like this. When LeBron left Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
What ticket sales look like. Think about ticket sales, what they were when he came back and won a title.
All right, that's an unfair. You're talking about the biggest local hero in the history. Took you to an NBA title, best player in the game. That's not an unfair comparison.
But it's the truth, John. No. Better comparison. Think about remember the year we won 60 games at the Hawks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How different is that now since we have Trae Young?
Well, this is, I think, better.
I'm talking about the building. Going down there, swag surfing.
Well, but the difference, I guess what I'm trying to tell you, it's different because we have a chance. We have a belief that this team can still put it together, win a title.
I mean, you have that belief, just like they probably believe.
Is there any belief that Washington's even going to make the playoffs with Bradley Beal?
They believe if he's there, they have a chance.
Good luck.
They get the right.
Boy, you better check yourself.
They get the before you wreck yourself. they feel like they have a chance.
NBA, for what?
NBA is a wild game. It's a wild game, and players. The one thing that I've noticed over the years, just watching, is that players have the most power. Like, out of all the leagues that you think about, like that, all the professional leagues, the NBA players have the most power. Like, hand bar none, out of everything. Just think about it, John. They can opt in or opt out. They have the future of franchises in the palm of their hand. If you're that player, if you're that dude, you hold the future of a franchise in the palm of your hand, where you can make or break that franchise. Like, seriously. And if you have so much power that, say, for instance, the best player in the game, we don't say it's LeBron, say it's somebody else. They have the power to bring some of their friends to play with them for just by giving them a word. Hey, man, you come play with me here. We got a chance to win.
Yeah, there are two or three guys who could do that.
Yeah, it's like four or five guys. It's a couple guys that could do that. And so much power. They have the power to hire and fire coaches.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, that's why. That's why you pay Bradley Beal max money.
I'm not going to get over that.
I hear what you're saying, power.
It's a fake. I mean, if I were a fan, I'd be mad because I'd say, if you're going to pay Bradley Beal, then let's win a title. Let's go out and pay other people. No, we're just going to pay Bradley. We're just going to pay Bradley, and then Bradley's going to be the attraction, and you'll come watch him.
And you hopefully Bradley can bring some more people there. That's what you're hoping.
Yeah, that's.
But you have no power. Like, as the owner of a basketball team, you don't really have no real power.
Especially
if you signing guys to max money.
Yeah, if you're signing them to max money. So the Hawks, anyway, are looking at DeJounte Murray. All the rumors are flying about him. So Beal's off the table, but Gobert is still there, and the Hawks are linked to Gobert in rumors. They're linked to Ayton in rumors. DeAndre Ayton wants to sign and trade. Gobert wants to sign and trade, apparently. This DeJounte Murray sounds like a trade, and the Hawks wouldn't have to give up. They'd have to give up assets. San Antonio is in the process. Is getting assets. They want draft picks. They want lots of them. They want to be able to move up. They want lots of draft picks, and they want to be able to package draft picks to move up, to package draft picks to move up. Follow that? So they figure if they can get like four first-rounders, they could turn four first-rounders into maybe – two first rounders, like two and three, and move up to number one, that kind of thing. So if we can get, two and, because we're going to stink and we can get the second pick if we don't get the first, and, 12 and 18 and 16, 21 or something, we could take all those and move up to 2 and 7 and take 2 and 7. They're going to try and massage this. I get where San Antonio is going. See, now to me, that's a plan. To me, that's just not throwing money at a guy. That's an actual plan. If it works for San Antonio, guess what, Hugh? They'll have another NBA title far sooner than Washington will.
Yeah, I mean, but that's something, John. That's probably like a 5 or 6 year deal with them. I mean, they were lucky when you go from the Admiral to Tim Duncan.
Oh, incredibly lucky.
I mean, Tony Parker, then Kawhi. And all those guys. Yeah, like you're lucky. They obviously have a plan. Most teams aren't that patient. They're not. And they're in a market where they're allowed to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in Washington. You can't do that. You can't do that here. You cannot do that here because you'll have some guy that has a flamethrower on the microphone that is complaining about whether or not, enough moves are being made. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. It is. And stars drive the league. Stars drive the league more so than any other professional sports team. They really do. In basketball, they really, really do.
All right, so John Wall goes to the Clippers. Does that give you any hope if you're a Clippers fan? The Lakers are trending down. I mean, does it give you – I mean, of winning an NBA title?
Yes. Kawhi's still there, right? Kawhi's still there, correct?
Is he going to be healthy?
But is he still there? Isn't Paul George still there, fellas?
Yes.
Yes. And you add him, yes. John Wall, yes. You feel like you have a shot in the West, yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe more so than the Lakers. Maybe that's why it's fueling all these rumors about LeBron going back to Cleveland.
Like Clipper fans, they're all in for that one. Yes.
Well, definitely. With Darvin Ham, the Lakers. If I, the Buss family, maybe I reconsider all this, because really, are they winning anything with LeBron next year? I mean, maybe you consider.
They feel like they got a shot.
Redoing it again.
They feel like they got a shot. Darvin Ham was handpicked. I feel like, I don't know this for sure, but I just feel like LeBron James had a lot to do with that. I really, really do. LeBron James has fired more coaches than the NBA.
Oh, no kidding.
That's not fair.
Steinbrenner.
To say.
Oh, no, yes, it is.
That's not fair to say.
Yes, it is, because it's true.
I just said all that and did say it's not fair to say LeBron.
It's but fair because it's
lot
true.
Of power. He has a lot of power. Well, he has a lot of power.
An extraordinary amount. Maybe more so than any other player ever had at any given time on any given franchise.
I would even venture to say LeBron probably got one more title. I know people, it's funny. People always say, oh, the Dome title don't count. Why don't it? Why not?
Why not?
Because it's in the Dome. There's somebody, oh, that Dome championship don't count.
The bubble championship?
Yeah, the bubble. Man, stop it. Stop it.
Of course it counts. I mean, we had a bubble. Didn't the Braves go to the NLCS in the bubble? Right in Texas? If we
went to the Home Depot place.
Yeah, right. And if the Braves had won the World Series that year, would we have said we won the World Series, or we wouldn't have counted? So you're telling me the Dodgers didn't count? Come on. Of course it counted. The people really saying that it didn't count because it was in the bubble?
Yes, people are saying that. I've heard people say that.
Well, there is one thing that's true. They didn't invite the Hawks. Hawks weren't allowed to go down there. Remember that? The Hawks weren't allowed to go. So, since they didn't have to play us, maybe that's it.
You can't go in the
bubble.
Team. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess.
You can't go to the bubble.
They didn't let the Hawks go to the bubble. No, you're not good enough. You're not worthy. Okay, so the Hawks are on the clock here as far as the DeJounte Murray. I hope this happens because, you don't know or may not know much about DeJounte Murray because he played in San Antonio last year. University of Washington, 6'4", can really handle, got great handles. Can really, can be a point guard. And really, I think if you use kind of a dual point guard, let Murray bring the ball up so the Trey doesn't get trapped or something. Two together, that might be a pretty interesting way
it'd
to run
fun.
An offense.
Yeah, defensively, you'd be a lot better.
Because you could run ones on either side of the court. And then, just do a three-man on one side and a three-man on the other. I like that idea. I really do. And let Trey spot up and just shoot threes. Because you'd have to, if he's spotting up at 40 feet, you got to put a man on him.
Got to.
Morning show with John and Hugh. We'll do a little rapid fire around the corner. Some of the questions involving the NBA. Let's see what else we got in the rapid fire. Let me grab it here real quick here. Oh, wait, we're going to have a question about the modern pentathlon. Yeah, I know. Next with John and Hugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.